On Christmas Eve 2008, Bernie and Ruth Madoff attempted to commit suicide. That's 2 weeks after Mr. Madoff confessed to running one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in history. Ruth Madoff spoke with our partner, The New York Times.
I don't know whose idea it was, but we were both so saddened by everything that had happened. It was unthinkable to me. Hate mail, phone calls, lawyers. I think he must have had that ankle bracelet. I mean, it was just horrific. And I thought, I can't take this. I don't know how I'll ever get through this, nor do I want to.
Joining us now, Diana Henriquez, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, who sat down with Ruth Madoff. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Now, what did she say? I mean, she says there that it was all of the hate mail and phone calls that drove her to it, and yet she goes on to say that she's glad she woke up the next morning. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. She is, from all my research, an irrepressible person. I mean, she even in this had some great sense of humor. But it was clear that in those weeks, the weight of what had happened, her concern about the victims, many of which are included her own family, her own lifelong friends, the grief that she felt, she felt abandoned and isolated from everyone. I think this is a measure of just the emotional pressure that she was under in those weeks, kind of behind all those headlines and flashy pictures that we all saw. We could see how fragile she was. But in the end, as you know, suicide has been a devastation for the Madoff family. I think looking back now over the horrible landscape of her son Mark's suicide, that she sees that was not the way she wanted to go. That was not what she wanted to do to the rest of her family.
Did she express her feelings about the Ponzi scheme itself, about Bernie Madoff's victims, the people who'd lost so much money in this scheme?
She did. And what was interesting to me, unlike her son Mark, who just became obsessed with everything that was written about this case, as we now know after his death, Ruth took the opposite track. After this failed suicide attempt, she just sealed herself off from the news. And she told me, interestingly enough, that it wasn't until she read my book, The Wizard of Lies, that she really got a sense, began to grasp the enormity of what her husband had done to all of these people. And she said she still finds it incomprehensible. She lost her composure talking about what he had done to so many people, that she had such trouble grasping it. We all sort of assumed that she was following every new headline about what was happening in the victim's cases and in the trustee's case and in the bankruptcy case. But she wasn't. She was trying to protect herself from that pain and is only now really starting to address what had happened.
Why'd she talk to you, do you think?
She talked to me in part because her son Andrew wanted her to become more public, to tell her story. He thinks it will help her, and obviously she wants to do what he wants her to do. She is very desperately trying to rebuild a relationship with her family. And so when Andrew asked her to participate in this interview as part of the promotion for an authorized family biography that will be out on Monday, I think she couldn't have cared less about promoting the book, but wanted to do what her son wanted her to do.
Diana Henriquez, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about her interview with Ruth Madoff, the wife of Bernie Madoff. Thank you so much, Diana.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.